The Mayans, people native to the tropical rainforests of Central and South America, were the first to turn the bitter seeds of the cacao tree into a spicy drink, about 2,000 years ago. They used chocolate in tribal rituals and as a trade item. In the late 1990s, an excavation team in Copan, Honduras, discovered a small lump of chocolate from this early period. Cameron McNeil was a member of the team. She says there are some foods today that give us a fair idea of what the morsel might have tasted like in its prime.
If you go today and eat at a Mexican restaurant and you have some type of chocolate mole, it would have been more similar to that. Or perhaps more similar to an unsweetened coffee.
The chocolate residue is approximately 1,500 years old, making it one of the oldest pieces of chocolate known to science. It is on public view for the first time in an exhibition celebrating the story of chocolate at the Museum of Natural History in New York. Chocolate remained exclusive to Central and South America until the Spanish, combing the New World for gold, came across the spicy drink in the 16th century. Exhibition curator Charles Spencer says the Spanish found it too bitter.
The Spaniards took it back to Europe. When it got to Europe, somebody, we don't know who, somebody had the idea of adding sugar to it. Now, sugar is not from the New World. Sugar was domesticated in Southeast Asia. So it was an immigrant also to Europe. And these two products from completely different parts of the world were put together in Europe to produce a sweet drink.
Travelers to Spain from around Europe returned home with the new drink, and it took the continent by storm. Exhibition co-curator Christina Elson says Europe is also the proving ground where chocolate made its slow progression from beverage to cake and candy.
That really didn't happen until, I would say, in the 1800s, and when it became mass-produced to the extent that people began to use it as a cocoa powder or as unsweetened chocolate to be mixed in baking. But until the 1800s, it really was often confined to drinks and, I think, more elite contexts.
Once chocolate met with mass production, it became a staple food. Consumption of candy bars in the United States soared after World War I. During both World Wars, soldier rations included chocolate. During World War II, nearly all of the chocolate produced in the United States was reserved for the military. Chocolate has earned a reputation over the years as being an aphrodisiac and possibly addictive. Legendary lover Casanova supposedly used chocolate to enhance his romantic encounters. People routinely refer to themselves as chocoholics. But anthropologist Charles Spencer says this is the stuff of legend.
I don't think it's seriously addictive. It's just awfully tasty, and it has an unusual flavor because, especially the way we consume it today, it combines a bitterness which comes from the theobromine, which is really one of the key ingredients in chocolate, and, of course, the sugar. That combination, I think, is just highly appealing, and it appeals to people of all cultures and in all parts of the world.
Mr. Spencer concedes that the small amount of caffeine present in chocolate can act as a mild stimulant. And chocolate contains phenylethylamine, the same chemical created by the brain when a person experiences feelings of love. Pastry chef Kim O'Flaherty believes chocolate is at least spiritually addictive.
It's addictive. I'm a pastry chef, so I'm a big sugar pusher. I believe it feeds your soul. It pleases you on many levels, and I don't know. It just brings joy into your life. If you know there's a candy bar in the cabinet, you won't stop thinking about it until it's gone.
Today, premium chocolate makers sell their products in their own shops, and occupy entire sections of big department stores. Bill Tarr was in Macy's, New York, one of the biggest department stores in the world, buying chocolate for some co-workers. He says he is unconcerned with chocolate's chemistry. He just likes it.
Chocolate is unique. As far as I can determine, it's the only food that leaves an aftertaste which is so pleasant. And if you can call it a food, I suppose you can. And that's, I think, what the ability of chocolate to make you so happy and pleased.
But let the buyer beware. Chocolate may not always flow as freely as it does today. Cacao trees grow in the rainforest, under the shade of larger canopy trees. They cannot thrive in unshaded plantations. So chocolate faces the same crisis as the world's rainforests: depletion. For Voice of America, this is James Donahoe in New York.